Strength Matters Media, video, print, podcasts.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about link building for fitness websites, what you need to know. We're back in the world of SEO and exploring links, the significance of links, exactly what they are. You've got toxic links, backlinks, internal links, and all sorts of links. James, talk to me like I am a child and explain to me the significance of links on websites and what they are.
Is that any different? I always talk to you like a child, don't I?
That is true. Yes, fair point.
Okay, so first of all, before we talk about links and before you have no idea what we're talking about links, you kind of have an idea, but you don't understand the importance of it. So the point is, like everything we're trying to do and teach you guys, we're about helping you have a website that ranks higher in Google, that gets you more traffic, that converts to more leads and converts to more sales, right? Links are a really important part of this because a good linking structure on your website tells Google that you are an authority, you'll take good care of your website, and it'll want to rank you higher, okay? So let's look at three types of links you have on your website, right? And links are as simple as what you click on to get to another destination. That's a very simplistic way of looking at it. But you have internal links, you have inbound links, and you have outbound links. Those are the three links that are really important and relevant to your website. Internal links is the structure and links between pages from one web page to another, right? Because when people land on your website, you want to make them stick around, particularly if they land on a blog post. So you've got to make sure there's a good, what we call internal linking structure between each of the pages that makes it efficient for Google to crawl, because Google likes efficient pages. It doesn't like having more than 2 to 3 clicks to get through every site on your page, right? So you've got to have a good internal linking structure. Secondly, inbound links is when other websites refer to you, right? So that's when you have links from another website that goes, hey, these guys are pretty awesome. We need to check them out. So they link to your site accordingly. That's an inbound link. An outbound link is when you link to another website or resource that isn't your own. All three play a major role, an important part to play in terms of helping you build authority and get more traffic to your website and telling Google that you are an authoritative figure in that space.
That was good. Before we dive a little bit deeper into what each one is, does, and the importance, Andrew, before you steal Andrew's bit as well, Andrew, talk to me a little bit about internal links.
I've got good experience working with both internal and external links, both for my own websites, but equally with the clients we work with as well. As James said, internal links are those that are linking to another page within your own website. So an example of that would be, let's say that you're talking, giving an overview of the key elements to achieving optimum health and wellness, and you're talking about a training plan. You could have training plan linked to a separate blog post or page on your training services, or an outline of a workout for somebody to follow. And equally,
I was going to say, or go straight to a downloadable plan or something. Yeah. Would that be the right thing to do? Something like that.
If that's hosted within your website, then absolutely. Then the external links are, if you're talking, let's say that we're talking about a good nutrition plan and one to follow, or one that you recommend is, let's say, Precision Nutrition. You could link out externally or outbound, as James says, to the Precision Nutrition website. So that's that form.
Cool. Good stuff. James, what are then backlinks and toxic links?
So backlinks are the inbound links coming back to your website, right? That's another word. It's another term that people use quite a lot. They're the inbound links coming to you. So again, you want people to say to your business that, hey, I really rate these guys' content or website, go check them out. Right, so that's what backlinks are. This is why it's so important to write blog content, okay? Because people are more likely to refer to great articles on your website than they are to your homepage, okay? That's a great example is our blog for athleticism. That gets so many backlinks or inbound links back to our website from other people's blogs who are writing about athleticism in some form or way, and then they're linking back to us, right? You want people to write naturally on their blog saying, hey, this is a great article about the 10 components of athleticism. You should check this out. And it links straight to our blog post. That is so important, because the more people link to your website, the more chance you have for more traffic from other people to come to you, but the more it signals to Google in terms of page ranking to rate your services and product higher. Okay, so you want to get as many backlinks as possible. So a lot of people, particularly in the very competitive areas, let's take New York. So Rick Ritchie, we started working with him recently. He's got his gym there, and we're looking at his page and his website. So we want to make sure that as many resources in New York City are linking back to his website, because we want to drive as many trainers to that spot as we possibly can. So we need to look at this, because it tells Google this is what needs to be done. And if you haven't got it, it means you don't rank at number one. If you don't rank at number one, there's multiple factors that go into it. But linking is a simple, no, it's not simple. It's a simple thought process. However, it's hard to do in practice, right? You've got to really earn those links coming to you. And that's why people and the top businesses spend thousands, if not millions of dollars a year, trying to increase their backlinks to their websites.
Cool. Otherwise, you've mentioned blogs are a way to get good backlinks. What about, say, appearing on people's podcasts or YouTube videos? Is that another way?
Exactly right. Absolutely perfect. So, like, the best way to get links at the moment is through appearing on other people's podcasts. Get them to link from their website back to your website in here. And it's a simple, easy way to do it, right? It's just so if you want to get on other people's podcasts, do it, but make sure when they link on their web page, if they're doing it, hopefully, because if they're not doing it on their web page, it means they've got a marketing issue in terms of Google rankings, and they need to absolutely upload it straight away. Okay, so they make sure your links are on their web page, linking back to your website, because that's a simple, easy way for authority to build it into your website and potentially get more traffic to it too, for people clicking on it and clicking through it. So again, Google's all about being helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Be helpful always. That's what Google likes. And finally, toxic links. I'd never heard of toxic links until a couple of months back, where I spent a thrilling 15 minutes watching you go through toxic links on the website. Why is it important to get rid of them?
There's a debate here. Some people think you should get rid of toxic links. Other people say Google already knows this. You don't need to do it. It's much of a muchness, but it's worth keeping an eye on it. So what happens is the bigger your website gets, the more traffic you get. There's all these like dodgy websites out there that are trying to make themselves look good and try to like just link out to all sorts of people with random contacts. It's like a bot usually that do all this. So you've got to be mindful of this. You don't want any toxic links coming to your website in theory, because it's referring from poor traffic and terrible people. So you can upload a file to Google and say, hey, it's called disavow links. So you can upload a disavow file to Google and say, hey, please don't follow this website who's linking to me. It's not very good. But there's a debate whether you want to do it or not. I like to disavow them, most of them, because I don't think they're worthwhile. And I think it's good to keep your website healthy. But when we're talking about toxic links, the other issue we have, and this is a big thing we've seen in so many websites, is they have what we call broken links, right? And that tells Google that you don't take good care of your website. You don't care about it, essentially.
Sure. Okay.
So broken links are when there's pages on your website linking to outside resources, which tends to happen quite a lot with us. If we link to someone's outside resource, they delete their website or they change their website, guess what happens? It's a broken link. If you have poor linking systems within your own website and it doesn't go to the right pages, that's called a broken link. Broken links are just as harmful to your web page as you can possibly imagine. So there's lots of things going on here. Linking is not just a simple strategy where you can think, yeah, I can link out to anything. It actually plays a bigger part to it. And it's the overall theory and the structure to having a website that ranks number one on Google.
Cool. Fantastic, James. Briefly. Oh, Andrew, go. Yes, I like that. Put your hand up. I can see that.
Just so I'm not butting in, but James mentioned something which I thought was pretty pertinent before, that you've got to earn the links that are linking externally to you, which I think is a valid point. But I've got a question, and I see this a lot, and I'm thinking of listeners would be maybe getting approached by I say businesses in the loose tense, purchasing links. What's your thought on that, James?
Don't do it. Again, Google knows all this stuff. Google wants to be helpful. It's cleverer than us in so many different ways. So what you want to do is earn links from websites, ideally, that have a higher domain authority than you, which means they're higher ranked than you. Okay, that's the ideal world. What you don't want to have is all these terrible websites, which are these things we want to disavow from, because there's all these random websites going, hey, we can do link building resources for you. And what they'll do is they'll put them on a crappy website that's full of spam and has no meaning. Google will see that and they'll go, no, sorry, goodbye, adios, good night. So don't pay for link building services like that in terms of like mass market. If you want to get link building services, you've got to pay high-end premiums for that because people are working hard for you. You can't just do it overnight and get 500 backlinks in a day. Google will see that, don't like it, penalize you and say you're a scam of a website. In fact, I think, to be honest with you, hopefully what we'll do is, well, maybe on the next episode, we'll do a behind the scenes audit and review on how you can check your website on in terms of like backlinks and health and stuff like that, because we're doing it. It's actually a scan going on at the moment with Cricket Matters, seeing the updates we're making from that. So hopefully if that's finished, we can do that. How does that sound?
Why not? If it's there, we'll definitely do that and show you how we're checking out the backlinks on Cricket Matters. That is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. And if you want help getting more clients or patients, book in for your free 15-minute strategy call with us by going to strengthmatters.com/strategy.